I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. At Langata Women's Prison in Kenya, where walls and locked gates are meant to confine, the gospel is granting freedom. Brian Kamstra with Crossroads Prison Ministry explains.
We connect mentors from churches with our students in prisons, and they correspond back and forth with each other through letters and our Bible study lessons.
Kamstra and his team visited Langata Women's Prison. During a time of worship with some of the women, he saw a woman's Bible with a handwritten word, blessed.
And I thought, how ironic to see the word blessed on her Bible when she's locked up in this prison, but probably has more free than she has ever been through learning more about Jesus and the life transformation that she has gone through.
Pray for Kenyan women in prison to know the love of Jesus. Then, for years, Christians in Central Asia have quietly practiced their faith. But for the first time in at least 5 years, all five Central Asian countries appear on the 2025 World Watch List for Christian persecution. What's behind the shift? After the Soviet Union collapsed, most Central Asian countries landed on secularism. However, as more Muslim officials take government positions across Central Asia, pressure is growing on Christian communities. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says, despite these challenges, the believers are faithful.
I ask them, how are you holding up? And I get the same response, that I should not ask how they are doing, but instead join with them and pray that God moves them to an abundant harvest.
Pray and help SGA support the church in Central Asia. Missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So, by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.